Hey, I'm April, and they say laughter is the best medicine. So I'm here to give you a dose of laughs while discussing a range of health issues that impact women on Copay with April Body. This is episode one, okay? And it's called, Where is My Cure? Where is my cure? Disclaimer, where is my cure? That stems from my love of the Housewives, especially Atlanta and the scene of NeNe Leakes and Kim Sosiak and the whole handicap situation. And she's like, where is my scooter? Where is my scooter? That's the same energy I am giving for where is the cure for fibroids? Okay. Fibroids. This is something that is near and dear to my heart because so many women are affected by this, okay? Up to 80% of Black women and up to 70% of white women will have fibroids. So in my family, almost every woman has had fibroids or suffered from them in some kind of way, had surgery, but it was never really spoke about until I had my experience. And then I started asking around and they were telling me like their horror stories and what was going on with them. And I'm like, this is crazy. You know, it's just yet another thing as women we go through and we just deal with it and keep it pushing. You know, where I just love that we're in this season where we no longer have to be like the strong Black woman or just the strong woman that just has to keep going. It's like, since we tired and we can talk about what we're going through and we need help, like we need real medical research and assistance, cures, something has to give. Okay, so let me start off by, if you don't know what fibroids are. So fibroids, they are benign tumors. Themselves, fibroids are innocent, but the problem is they grow and they grow and they multiply, okay? And these unwanted fibroid hussies, they throw rowdy parties at Club Uterus, okay? Tearing it up. And then they cause you to bleed and have painful periods for like 2 weeks and sometimes longer. My periods were definitely at that 14-day mark. It was easy for me to have a period for like 12 to 14 days. And the issue with that and where it becomes dangerous is when you start losing that much blood, I mean, changing your pads, because I was wearing pads at that point. Tampons was a suggestion, child. I could not wear tampons. I was on the pads. I was changing my pads between every hour and 2 hours. That's a lot of blood. And losing that much blood causes low iron, anemia, your hemoglobin count drops, okay? And here's just a few symptoms in case you're wondering like, hey, I wonder if I have fibroids or... Because sometimes you don't recognize these symptoms until it's too late. And that's what happened to me. So some of the symptoms are like extreme fatigue. Yes, we're always tired, but this is a different type of tired, okay? Weakness, pale skin, chest pain, fast heartbeat, shortness of breath. I mean, when I go down this list, when I tell you I had every single symptom, headache, dizziness, lightheadedness, cold hands, cold feet, sounded like my grandmama, cold feet, inflammation, soreness of the tongue. I didn't have that, but you know, that's one of the symptoms according to Google's. Brittle nails, yeah, so that's kind of the run of what you'll start feeling. And you may say, okay, a lot of these symptoms sound generic. You know, how often do we feel something and all of a sudden we look it up and we're like, oh my God, I have everything, you know, that WebMD says. So I understand that it can be generic. But again, in this situation, if you're bleeding a lot, okay, and you're having a period and you have these symptoms, it's like, you may want to get checked if you haven't had your fibroids or your annual yet. You may want to ask for like an ultrasound. So let's get into my backstory. 2015 is when I was first diagnosed with fibroids. And my doctor was pretty nonchalant about it. He was just like, yeah, you got a fibroid. And at the time, it was just small, you know, and that's what happens, right? You start off and they're like, ah, it's just the size of a grape. Go back. Ah, it's just the size of a golf ball. Okay, now it's a grapefruit. And, you know, my periods are getting worse and worse. And it's just interesting to me how you get these and it's just no warning label, no disclaimer of like, if you don't nip this in the bud now, which, I mean, I say that like nip this in the bud, but like, honestly, it's just, I feel like you still should be kind of warned of like, hey, as these increase and grow, they're going to cause complications. I wish someone at least said that to me, like, they're just going to grow and it could be seriously and deadly, not even to be dramatic. But I wish somebody would have at least given me a heads up. Right. So in this situation with fibroids, size matters and location. And like I said, there's no real treatment because doctors have to cure, you know, erectile dysfunction and focus on controlling our bodies versus giving us, you know, basic health care and all the other issues. Again, as women we face, there's just glossed over. Nothing's treated. But trust me, if men had to deal with this, OK, they would be popping their Viagra, their fibroid cure pills, everything. They would not deal with a millisecond of a period cramp, let alone a fibroid child, because that's a whole different type of pain. OK. And so the main things out there is a hysterectomy, which is so barbaric. I've heard horror stories of women in their early 20s getting a hysterectomy, which pretty much removes your baby making lady part. There's other surgeries too, which I've had. There's like a myomectomy. There's a UFE. And like laparoscopic, like it's like different type of myomectomies you can get. So everything pretty much is like surgery or, as my doctor suggested, male hormones, which at the time, okay, I was the equivalent of like 5 months pregnant with my little fibroid belly. Cause, you know, like I said, it's kind of like pregnancy mimicking that with the tumors as they grow into size, right? So they're getting larger. I was seeing a podiatrist at the time too. Cause you know, living in New York, walking everywhere, feet janky chair. And he was like, you just need to wear Crocs and New Balances. And now the doctor is like, now we want you on male hormones. I'm like, oh, y'all just trying to keep me single on these streets. I'm up here looking like a soccer daddy, you know, a cookout uncle with this belly and my Crocs. And now y'all want me to have a mustache. No, that did not work for me. So like I said, 2015, I started having those issues, and coming into 2018, I was having the anemia symptoms. The biggest symptom that I had was shortness of breath. And I remember I would go to the gym and work out, and I thought, dang, I must really be out of shape because I'm on the treadmill, like gasping for air. Like, I got to work out even harder. And, you know, I live on a walk up, 4 flights. Ooh. Mm-mm-mm. And so even with that, walking up the stairs, I would be so out of breath, even though I'm still not used to this walk up. It was worse than usual. So shortness of breath was one of my main symptoms, but unknowingly that was one of my main symptoms. Again, I thought like, you know, I'm like, sis putting on some pounds and she needs to work out more. I'm attributing, you know, these symptoms to something else. And the tiredness, like, it's a different level of tiredness. And I remember thinking at the time, because I would feel so unproductive, just getting through my workday was enough. And I'm also a stand-up comedian, so I would have shows at night and just other stuff to do, but I would be so exhausted. Like I said, it would gather all my energy just to get to work. Anything after that would be, I just want to crawl in my bed. And of course, periods was worse with the pain and being tired. So those were like my main top symptoms, and being cold all the time. So it wasn't until, I didn't know how serious and how deep it got until I went to the gynecologist out of curiosity. I was like, you know what? Let me see if any of these dusty eggs gonna be available in case I ever want to have kids. I went to a different gynecologist because they like specialized in fertility. And so they checked my eggs, ran the blood test, did all these things. And went back to get the results. The egg count was great. She was like, you know, if you want to freeze, you know, whatever you want to do. She was like, that's great. However, babies are the least of your concern. My iron and my hemoglobins were so low. She was like, you borderline need a blood transfusion. She was like, not to scare you, but this is like, this could get deadly. Like, if you don't get this under control ASAP, they're like, you need to find, they already, again, went straight to surgery. Like, you need to find, you know, your surgical options. What do you want to do? She was like, immediately stop working out. Cause she was like, the problem is when you're working out, you're exerting yourself so much, your body can't get enough oxygen. And that's when it, again, you know, when it gets dangerous, cause when you lose oxygen, you're going to pass out. You can have a heart attack, like all these scary things could happen. And it was like scared straight. Like I went in, you know, like, can I have a baby or what? You know what I'm saying? And then to like, oh, you could die. I was like, oh, what the contrast. And I'm sitting there and I remember just almost in tears, but trying to keep myself together. Cause like I said, we started with the good news and then ended with some very serious news. And then you got to add on healthcare with this, right? Because now it's like, I got to have surgery. I also needed to find a hematologist who specializes in blood and like iron transfusions. And so now it's like, and me, I want the best of the best. Who doesn't, right? We want healthcare. But then it's like, who's going to be in network? And it was just a nightmare trying to find just a hematologist. And I finally found a hematologist and I was going to get IV iron transfusions like 2 or 3 times a week. That was my life for 3 or 4 months, just to get my iron back up at a reasonable level. And also, let me just say this too. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a doctor. A lot of the information I'm sharing is just stuff that I've, you know, researched, found online, and just through my own experience. So this is just something I got from the Mayo Clinic. For women, the normal range for your hemoglobin should be like 11.6 to 15. For men, it's a little higher. It should be 13.2 to 16.6. I was in a situation where I believe anything below 7 is where it's medically, the doctors are going to pretty much tell you you need a blood transfusion if you're 7. 7 is like borderline. It's really, really low. That's when it gets dangerous. And this particular time, I was right at the border. I think I was right at 7. So that's why they weren't pressing for me to get a blood transfusion. But they were like, you really have to stop everything you're doing right now, from working out, being active, anything. Because again, once it drops below that, that's when the lack of oxygen happens and all the side effects that come with a low hemoglobin and a low iron. My hematologist referred me to a gynecologist who also happened to be a plastic surgeon. And he ended up doing my myomectomy, which, praise God, because child, like I said, trying to find somebody that's in network and you also want the best, the best if you're gonna have surgery, right? So December 2018, I spent my Christmas recovering. I had a myomectomy. I had the myomectomy, that's the equivalent of like a C-section, where they cut, you know, below your stomach in like a C shape and pull out all of the fibroids. Your girl had 10 fibroids. One was big as a football, okay? But it's an NFT now, so she's rich. Just kidding. And I remember after the surgery, the assistant, he came out the surgery, like, the look on his face was like, whoa, whoa, I hope you feel better now, because we had a time in that uterus. We had a time in that uterus, child, trying to get all them things out. But they did have to leave a couple fibroids there, because basically my doctor was like, hey, if you want to have kids, if I would have nicked anything next to your uterus or anything like that, I could have damaged it and you may not be able to have babies. So he was like, they're very small, but I had to leave some of the fibroids there. So that was my first surgery. And a myomectomy takes 6 weeks to recover. And my parents had to come up from, I live in New York, and my parents came up to take care of me and my friends too. I have the best support circle, let me tell you. Between like my family back home checking in with me, between my parents coming up and taking care of me, and my friends who like really just came through for me, I appreciate and love you all. But this brings me to my segue, okay? Because this segment is called Spinning with Jesus, which is kind of like an inside joke, because you know, you ever look at your parents sometime and be like, wow, this is who raised me.
Now, how long is this thing gonna last?
Not long.
Okay. Batman coming on.
Well, hello, family. Welcome to. Hello. So you know, this segment is called Spinning with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which was inspired by my dad.
Yes, that's true.
And do you remember the story, Mom? I kind of set it up before we started.
Do I remember the story?
Yes.
Well, it was during the pandemic, dark and gloomy day. And April was coming home. And what, honey?
Well, at that time, we weren't able to go to the gym, so we bought equipment here at the house. And I think you were supposed to come home. At least we were wanting you to anyway. So we said to you, if you want to come and participate in our new gym routine, you had to pay.
Yeah. We was putting together a gym and we were giving you a premium membership.
A premium membership that I had to pay at my old parents' home.
Right. It wasn't the basic. We gave you an upgrade.
It was brand new equipment.
The spinning bike and the sauna, towels, everything. We gave you a package deal.
Right.
And you thought it was overpriced, but we didn't. We just bought the material. Right.
Right. And so Dad said he's teaching cycle classes. And I said, right. What's the name of it? Spinning with Jesus.
Right. Like I said, it was a premium one. It wasn't the basic.
Nope.
So we gave you an upgrade.
Okay, so you see y'all, they're taking this very serious about this gym membership that I just never went. I easily gave up on working out.
There was no down payment.
Yeah, so these are my parents. Yes, this is an introduction to our world. Very funny. My stomach hurts from laughing at them just before the show. So that's just one of many inside jokes. So to start off Spinning with Jesus, I wanted to ask the question. The whole thing is like giving the tea on what's going on with you. So like, how are you really mentally, physically, spiritually? Like, how are you doing?
I'm doing how I feel at this present time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Physically.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the healthiest I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
More knowledge. As far as learning how to take care of myself, I feel I feel like I'm in good health. My doctors say I am. I feel physically, I won't say fit, but I'm healthy. Mentally, that depends on the day. But overall, I feel pretty good. I'm happy where I am. Spiritually, I'm on this journey with Jesus. I have a relationship with him, and I think it gets better day in and day out.
Dad?
I mean, you said me. I'm in a good spot. You know, the older you get, the more wiser you get.
Next question. Do either of you have a funny doctor visit or a health scare story?
Funny doctor visit?
I know I do, because y'all make fun of me.
Unfortunately, I won't say unfortunate, but I don't have, off the top of my head, any funny doctor stories.
No. Because my next question was, who's the biggest baby when they're sick?
Yeah.
And we all know the answer to that. Ma, who is it? Right. Who is it, Ma?
It's Dad. You know it's Dad. You and Dad.
I know. I thought you was going to say me. Let's make sure we're on the same page and say him.
You and Dad.
You are a very close. We might be tied.
You're right.
We might be tied because you something else. But I think, well, you know the funniest story. So I think that's what you were going to allude to. Was it when I had back surgery when my back was messed up and you was in the hospital? And remember, you was just getting out of the hospital and you talked me into letting you go get your nails done. and we went and got donuts.
I forgot about that. No, I wasn't.
That's got to be the most funniest. We both was messed up and walking like we were 70 years old.
Okay, I forgot. So that actually relates to the whole fire, because the first two episodes are about my fibroids. And yeah, so that was the 2018 surgery. Y'all came up here to take care of me. I think, Mom, you had went back home, so it was just me and Dad. I was on week two of a 6-week recovery, but I was going stir crazy. And we had a doctor's appointment. I had a follow-up appointment.
Right.
And I'm like, ooh, we already out the house. Why don't I get my nails done? And I was like, I'll buy you a donut, Dad. You know, that was an easy bribe. Okay. The Donut Pub, my favorite place. It's on 14th and 8th Avenue. And my nail shop is right next door. We had a good time. We got our nails done. We got donuts. We're leaving. We're
trying to make it across the street.
Yeah, so then we're trying to catch our Uber, but it was across the street. We had to cross through a light. And like my dad said, he had back surgery. So he's walking all jacked up and slow. I'm still walking jacked up and slow because I'm only 2 weeks. So we're basically crawling across the street. Cars are honking at us. But what was it? A bike that we...
A bicyclist was flying across the street and he came down and he just yelling at us to get out the way.
And me and you was like, you mofo! The way we started cussing out this man, I don't know who I was.
Who your dad was, probably.
Right, we both.
Hey, we both was. You could tell we had issues trying to get across the street.
I mean, we're walking like 95-year-old people without the little walker thing. All we were missing was a walker.
That's it.
That's how bad we were walking. And we're like, hey, you better not. And me and you both like, who we going to fight? Who was going to back up all that smoke? Oh, man.
That was funny.
That was funny. Okay, so I think this is going to be my new signature question. Because, you know, everybody like, ooh, this is my home remedy. This is what you got to use. Did your parents have some kind of remedy? Like, you know, if something's wrong. Like, oh, just drink some ginger ale. Just do this and you'll feel better.
You know who the person that had all the remedies?
Who?
The remedy queen.
Who?
Lana's sister. Stephanie?
Really? I never knew.
Stephanie always whipped up concoctions.
She if you did. Sick, she would. She would
come up with all I never seen them.
I forgot about Stephanie. That. And we never knew what was in it. And I don't know. It probably was just Alka-Seltzer.
What our parents did, I think your mom's parents did too, it was cod liver oil, I think.
Oh, I was telling somebody about that today. Grandma used to make us take shots of that.
Yeah. Something to do with winter that you had to take
cod liver oil. Colds, they believe krill motion and what was it? What would you just say?
I thought we were talking about cod liver oil, babe.
Yeah, cod liver oil. Those were the two things that was a staple in our house. It was krill mushroom when you had a cold.
And wait, who was it? What is it?
Krill mushroom is like a cold medicine. Like today is known like NyQuil, but
without
it. That was the big thing growing up. It was called krill mushroom.
So, Mom, you also had fibroid surgery.
Early on, I want to say my late 30s. I did. I had a partial hysterectomy. So, just bleeding inconsistently and the cramps and all of that. So I went through that. But I did remember I had several fibroids too, so it took longer.
Do you remember how many or how big?
No, they said they were large, but I don't remember how big, how long, how many.
Mom said her hysterectomy was the best decision. What's a partial hysterectomy? What's the difference between a partial and a full?
I was left with my... fallopian tubes, my ovaries, my uterus is gone.
So they just take your uterus.
Right.
Right.
A complete hysterectomy when they remove the fallopian tubes, everything. The ovaries, everything.
Okay.
It does have some side effects and drawbacks because it can put you in early menopause, which it did.
It did. So you had what? Like perimenopause? Is that what it is? Perimenopause?
Well, I started early, I think, with perimenopause, but I didn't have a lot of knowledge about it back then, but I was having some side effects of that. And maybe could have been consistent with the fact that I was dealing with the fibroids, but I don't know.
Yeah.
To be thankful for.
Well, I think that's it. I think that is.
Wait a minute. What about the Amway thing?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You want to tell one more funny story that's not related to health at all? But I can't tell this story without laughing. Oh, my goodness.
So funny. I mean, I think to this day, if the Raleigh seen us, we would be a crazy mother and son.
Okay, let me tell y'all real quick. This is one funny. So we were in Amway, and there was this couple that were like the Obamas of Amway. They were like this black couple, beautiful, high up in Amway. Yeah, we all looked up to them too.
And they were the celebrities of Amway.
They were the celebrities of Amway. Okay, it was like Obama coming in and drop the mic. He'd be like, "Buy some vitamins." And you're like, "I'm buying them all." So we're at this. We would always go to like conventions and conferences. Right. And we're at this conference, and I'm nervous. So all three of us up there, like, "Ooh, okay, let's go meet them." Out of nowhere, the wife, she's looking at me, and I'm like, "Hi, I'm April, and this is my son." I point to my dad. I introduced my dad as my son. Y'all, I'm in high school. Did you even introduce yourself, dad, or did they walk away?
They just looked at each other, looked at it. It was just, what else could you say after that?
It's like, just imagine Dumb and Dumber. He looks pretty. He looks way older than you. What is going on?
What was that movie where the baby came out old, and as he grew up, what was that? Benjamin Button.
Yeah,
that was that moment. You know.
And mom is just embarrassed for both of us. And I don't know them. I really appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. That's the end of our episode.
Okay, and we're going to send you your bill.
I'm getting charged. Oh, Chad, now I'm getting charged.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow Copay with AB on all social media. And hey, if you enjoyed the episode, like, subscribe, share, leave a comment, do all the things, okay? Until next time.